Welcome to Studio 86, in-depth discussions with RIT newsmakers. Come on inside.
Welcome inside Studio 86. I'm Mike Saffron of RIT University News. And with us in Studio 86 today is Rob Stevens, Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering in the Kate Gleason College of Engineering here at RIT. And Rob is also one of the coordinators of the Sustainable Products and Energy Technologies track, part of the Engineering College's Senior Design Program. Welcome to you, Rob.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And joining in the questioning is Will Doobie, who covers the College of Engineering for RIT and University News. Welcome, Will.
Welcome, Mike. Welcome, Rob.
Rob, for those who are listening and might not be aware of senior design, can you tell us a little bit about just what is senior design?
Senior design, every student that goes to the College of Engineering program, at the end of their stay here, they actually have to go through a capstone project. And these are actually cross disciplines. Students from all disciplines in engineering, industrial, electrical, mechanical, computer engineering come together, work on different types of projects. They have to do design. They actually have to build and fabricate whatever their design is. And then they actually have to test to make sure that it meets whatever specifications there are. And these range from anything from robotics to energy-type projects. There's a wide range of projects that students do.
Well, Rob, what types of projects are the students in the specific alternative energy track that you've been working on, focusing on for this coming year?
There's kind of a family of projects that deal with kind of third world development type issues. And there's two projects that are dealing with water treatment. One's looking at solar pasteurization, and another one's looking at solar distillation. Okay, and that's kind of more geared towards third world. And then we have actually two projects that are here that will focus on projects here on campus. One of them is doing an energy audit and kind of a web-based information system to help students reduce energy costs here on campus. And the other one's actually looking at developing an LED light fixture to replace some of the walkway lights to reduce energy costs and maintenance costs.
Just for people who may not necessarily be aware, distillation and pasteurization, could you describe sort of what those processes are and why it's important in third world environments for something like a solar version of that to be able to accomplish those tasks?
Yeah, well, water treatment's an important issue in the world. But a lot of places, I mean, the technologies that we use in the developed world aren't necessarily available in the developing world where there might not be access to power. So one way to actually treat water, in the case of pasteurization, is actually use solar to heat up the water to pasteurization temperature and kill pathogens off. And distillation, actually, that's a slightly different process. I mean, basically, that's evaporating water and then recondensing it. And that's good for, like, if there's a lot of salt in the water to treat the water in that respect. Why pasteurization isn't removing the salts, but it is killing pathogens.
And I know in past years, going to the campus work, you guys have done some things where you've installed different types of alternative energy lighting on campus, and this project you're going to be doing this year will, I assume, will be expanding on some of that work that you've done before?
Yeah, one of them is, we've done a wind turbine with an LED light panel. The LED light panel that they used was kind of off the shelf in the past. It was kind of a first generation. I mean, LEDs are just now really coming to market for this type of application. So the students are actually looking at developing a new panel that gets better light distribution, a little lower power use, basically really to retrofit most of the walkway lighting systems on campus.
Wow, so all over campus we'll be getting new, hopefully more energy efficient alternative lighting systems.
We'll see.
That's a great project. Now, I know last year's group that you worked with, you guys had done a number of projects that gained a degree of national attention. Could you describe some of the events that students were able to attend working on those projects?
The project that these students worked on was dealing with solar water pasteurization, and they're focused mainly on developing a pasteurizer for Venezuelan climate. This was a project that was supported by the EPA. They have a program called P3, which stands for People, Prosperity, and Planet. And it's geared towards really getting students to think about sustainable issues and also third world development issues and using kind of the creative energies to tackle those. But the team that we've dealt with was focused on solar pasteurization. And basically, they're developing a small system that was about a third of a meter square, or a couple feet by a couple feet, to pasteurize enough water for a family of four or five people.
And is the ultimate goal or the ultimate intent to try to implement those or incorporate those in Venezuela and bring them down for families to use down there?
Yeah, that was kind of a target audience. But, I mean, in reality, it would be used for around the developing world. I mean, the whole idea was to more to get experience with pasteurization, try to come up with a product that could potentially be built in the third world so there could be some, you know, income generation business in the developing world, not something that would be imported in, but also we'd satisfy this need for clean water. And also there's a lot of attention focused on in terms of what products we used in that they were sustainable products or they could be recycled.
And speaking of that, Rob, just a few weeks ago, it was an exciting time for the group of students that you had down in Washington as they appeared on Jeopardy.
Yep.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about how'd that come about? How'd they wind up on the television show Jeopardy?
We're involved with the P3 program, and every year they actually have an expo down in D.C. where all the students' groups that were sponsored by the EPA for that year, and I think there's about 50 of them, come together on the mall right in front of the Capitol, and they kind of show off what they did during the past year with sustainable projects. And our team was there, and I guess Jeopardy was going around and looking for some interesting projects, and they decided to do a video clue for with the group.
They were the last clue, or the last in Jeopardy. It's the answers are provided, and the contestants have to give the questions. So it was the last answer on the program for that night.
Yeah, last one before the final Jeopardy, I guess. So it was a $2,000 question.
And actually, we have a clip of that Jeopardy program, so why don't we listen to it right now?
Sounds great.
Using solar power to kill waterborne bacteria at temperatures below the boiling point, Rochester Institute of Technology's team saves energy while accomplishing this. Named for a 19th century French scientist.
Amanda?
What is pasteurization?
You are correct, and that takes you to 21,000. It's still not a runaway, but boy, you have a very big lead.
Well, that was great. It was probably very exciting for the students. Were you there with them in Washington? You were at the time.
Yeah, I was.
You were not on television.
I was not on television, unfortunately, but they're sitting there. I took pictures of them getting shot by Jeopardy.
And, of course, a lot of time went by. That was last April, last spring, as you mentioned, of spring of 2007. And it was early 2008 before this actually came on the air. So a lot of waiting, but fun to see.
Yeah. And, I mean, the students, we didn't know if it was going to air or not. But, I mean, the students actually been keeping in contact. They've graduated, so they all were able to watch it.
Well, that was great.
Exciting.
Very exciting. I know for a lot of people at RIT, we've done a couple things on it, news and events, and a blog post on it to let people know about a group of our own being able to be on such a popular national television show. That was great, and congratulations to everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, Will, and again, that entire category in Double Jeopardy featured a series of video clues that, if I'm not mistaken, all came from this P3 conference last spring in Washington, correct?
Yeah, that is true. The entire category was actually the last category that was done in that episode of Jeopardy. And in addition, at the end of that segment, one of the Jeopardy announcers actually described a little bit about the P3 conference, some of the projects that were involved, and the ultimate aims of the EPA's event and what they're hoping to do with student groups and also with the community at large. We actually have a clip of that now that we're going to listen to.
The People, Prosperity, and the Planet competition showcases projects to help both developed and developing nations move towards sustainability. Ideas featured could eventually make your car run on algae, heat your home with solar power, and bring clean drinking water to much of the world.
Given sort of the work that you guys have done and continue to do, what are some of the future goals you have for the alternative energy track, not only for the design specifically, but for sort of the future sort of sustainability education, enhancing some of that within the mechanical engineering program in the College of Engineering?
I guess on the senior design front, I mean, we want to continue to grow it. I mean, there's definitely been a lot of demand from the students, and that's actually really what got the whole program started. I mean, the track of sustainable products and energy technologies. It's only really been around for a couple years, but there's definitely interest in that. So we want to continue to grow that with some focus on third world projects, some focus on energy projects here on campus itself, and then also some looking at some other alternative energy technologies. So we want to continue to grow that. But we're also interested, I'm involved a lot with the energy environment option, which these projects support. And in this, we're looking to expand that program as well as offering some new courses that we're bringing online that students are interested in that deal with designing renewable energy systems, as well as looking at sustainable building energy practices and alternative fuels and energy efficiency in transportation. Then we're also looking at trying to find some more co-op experiences for the students to really get some practical experience in the energy field. So I'm looking forward to where things go in the next couple of years.
And I do know as well that the College of Engineering is currently developing a master's in sustainable engineering that they're looking to build up as well. I think you've been involved in developing the coursework around that as well, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The idea is that we'd have a master's program in sustainable engineering, and there would be kind of a master's of science. So where someone might do a thesis project, but then there will be also a master's of engineering or someone do more of a project-related activity.
Implementation and technology transfer of the theories developed.
Right. Yeah. So in the whole idea with this, I think engineers, we gain these technical skills that are valued, but I think engineers that are coming out now are more aware of, we need to do more than just applying a technology, that we have an impact on society, and this is, we want to have them start thinking more about that and think about their responsibility to society and make positive contributions.
I do know that a lot of the senior design projects also incorporate students from other disciplines, whether it be business or a liberal arts, a college of science. So if students are interested in getting involved in senior design projects, how would they be able to contact? Should they go to the College of Engineering site? Is there a specific email address, a person they should contact to get more information?
There's a couple different avenues. We've actually tried to recruit people from outside because we're interested in there being a lot more synergy between different colleges. We're especially with the LED project we're working on, we're trying to talk to the College of Business to see if someone would be interested in kind of looking at developing a marketing business plan for that type of project. On the energy audit, we're looking at someone over in public policy of potentially helping with that. But if someone's interested in the track, they can. One, I guess they can contact me. I can try to hook them up with projects that are going on that year. The others, they can actually visit the EDGE site, and it's edge.rit.edu. And there's a list of current projects that are going on.
Rob, we're coming up on RIT's very first Imagine RIT Festival in May. And I imagine that some of these student groups who are involved in senior design will have their projects at the Imagine Festival. Is that correct? And what are some of the projects that people will be able to see there?
Yeah, that is the plan. There's actually some group of students that want to highlight some of the sustainable projects. We've done some work with solar cookers in the past and the pasteurization. So there's a group focused kind of on the, developing world side. But the projects that we're doing now, including the LED lighting system, we're also doing some work with thermoelectric, looking at waste heat recovery. Those projects are emerging. We want to do something right now, but they're kind of still in the design phase. So I'm sure there'll be something. We're just not quite there yet in terms of having the actual product.
How's that walkway light from last year doing? I happened to cover that story last year, and I thought it was a great story, great group of students, and a great project. This was the walkway, the wind-powered walkway light, which was over by J-Lot.
Yes. Yep. J-Lot. It's going fine. It was first prototype. As I mentioned earlier, one of the issues was there's issue about the distribution of light, and that's actually what the second team is focused on now, is really focused on improving that. Then also the power draw. It actually, the system ended up drawing more power than it was spec'd to do, so we're also looking at improving that. So it was an interesting project. I think we've learned a lot from it, but obviously there's some improvements that need to happen to make it more viable.
Mm-hmm. You will be going to Washington again this year for the P3 conference?
We're not going this year, but we did actually just submit a proposal to get funding for a project next year that will focus on actually LED lighting for third world development applications, for more for family lighting in kind of in a rural setting. where we would use either solar as the power source or some type of hand crank power source.
Okay, so no Jeopardy appearances in the near future, could it?
I don't think so, but we'll see.
All right, well, thanks, Rob Stevens, for coming in to Studio 86.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Mike.
Tune in next time for another in-depth discussion from Studio 86. Studio 86 is recorded live in Building 86 on the RIT campus and is produced by RIT University News Services.